Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Osman Faruqi, editor of the 7am podcast. How are you going, Osman?
Good, mate. I've tried my best to not annoy any rabbits or hares.
I do have a substantial contingent of rabbits listening, so we need to be careful.
Completely understandable.
Osman, as I've just said, it's a big, big morning news-wise. Take us through the latest, or indeed, what's your perspective on this Facebook decision?
Yeah, I mean, you're right that it's still developing. It's very interesting. I checked in with a few colleagues and friends who manage social media accounts for different media organizations. And, you know, some people were waking up seeing that they still had access to be able to post. And then they asked their friends to check. And then they realized that no one was seeing what they were posting. It does seem like this is rolling out in real time right now. This, of course, being Facebook's ban on Australian news being shared on its platform. I think, you know, I don't think that this is so much Facebook deciding who can see stuff, and it's more about it's the first time they've done anything like this. So there's going to be some bugs that are getting ironed out. It's rolling out across desktop and mobile slightly differently, I understand. Mm-hmm. So my best guess is that by the end of today, no one will be able to access news websites either on either your mobile or your desktop. But there are going to be some strange peculiarities as that system is implemented. Look, it's pretty extraordinary, but it's not totally unexpected. Facebook did warn about this when the government first unveiled its news media bargaining code. It said that it found the code unworkable, and unlike Google, which went ahead and has tried to negotiate with different news publishers around the country, Facebook sort of avoided that and just said, we don't think this works at all, and if you persist with it, we will pull out of news. And that's exactly what they've done this morning. I think the bind that news companies find themselves in now, which I think is really interesting, is that they've basically been saying that Facebook is a net bad thing for them. It takes their links, it profits off them by running display advertising when you share a link on Facebook. So basically they're saying that Facebook makes more money off news than news gets benefit from Facebook. Mm-hmm. Now Facebook's essentially calling that bluff. It's saying, well, if you think we're so bad, we're just going to stop sharing news and good luck with you in the future. The fact that news organizations are freaking out about this right now, I think suggests that they do actually benefit from Facebook quite significantly, just from getting that referral traffic, just from getting the people who see a link on Facebook, click through, and then go to that news website. So you might see, this is my prediction, you might see news publishers and the government recognize that Facebook does offer benefits that they haven't been willing to accept so far, and perhaps tone down some elements of the news media bargaining code, because I think no one was expecting Facebook to do this, and the fact they have has freaked them all out.
And just for context, I guess, for some listeners, because there's a lot of anti-Facebook sentiment coming from people who just don't like the platform, that's fine. But you run a podcast, Osman. I presume you publish links to that on Facebook. I publish my comedy sketches on Facebook. So a lot of businesses out there, and not all of news-based, of course, but it does have those flow-on effects because we have been weaned onto the platform, I guess.
Well, you know, that's exactly right. I mean, it's so hard to even think about what does a platform like Facebook look like when you remove a chunk, a whole pillar, which is news content. It's not just about publishers themselves, but people go to Facebook expecting a certain kind of content, right? We know from surveys that an increasingly large number of Australians get their news from social media, including Facebook. So will it just drive people off the platform, which then, as you said, has all these flow-on impacts for people who aren't posting news, whether that's small businesses, whether that's people making comedy sketch videos like yourself? I think there's so much uncertainty. Like, we've spent the last decade building our lives around being on Facebook and expecting a combination of things, whether that's information from the government, funny videos, or news and entertainment. And when you remove one of those things, it's going to completely change the way that we engage with that website.
And just finally, Osman, we don't have much time, but I just want to touch on News Corp, who have actually done a separate deal with Google, haven't they? So which is sort of the opposite of this arrangement with Facebook.
Yeah, that's right. So as I mentioned before, and sorry, it is kind of complicated, but it's a big it's a big emerging and developing story as well. So the other company that was going to get wrapped up by the media bargaining code was Google. And as I said, they've been signing off deals with publishers one by one, basically saying that, look, we don't need the government to intervene. We can just do this ourselves. So in the last few days, they signed a big deal with Nine, Fairfax in Australia. But the big company that was the unknown was News Corp. And now there's reports emerging that News Corp globally has signed a deal with Google, and essentially Google will pay some estimates in the billions of dollars to News Corporation in return for News Corp's content on Google Search, YouTube, all that kind of thing. So it's really interesting. We've now got these two different extremes. One where Google is paying news publishers and trying to play ball with them. The other, Facebook, saying that, well, we're not going to pay you any money. In fact, you can't use our platform at all. It's a huge moment in news.
It is, and we'll watch it as it unfurls in the hours and indeed the days ahead. Osman Faruqi, thanks so much as always.
Thank you so much, Sammy.